Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it.
The promise of tomorrow. And you know, I didn't come to that reality until I got to know the Lord. Amen. I always seen people die, and I seen death among me, and I thought, well, everybody's dying. This is just sad. You know, it's a sad day. It is a sad day when people die.
Yes, sir.
But it's glorious to know that they got to go on home.
All
amen.
Right. Yes.
That's where
amen.
I want to go one day, is going home to be the Lord. Right. Amen. Now, I may not go by the grave. You may not go by the grave. The Lord may come back at any time. Amen. Right. And when He comes back, we need to be ready. Amen.
Right.
You know, I think about these poor people in Florida and the things that they're going through right now. It's really sad. Could you imagine to go back home and not have a home? That would be really sad.
That's right.
And lose everything you've got. My prayers go out to those people today.
Yes.
In Florida and Georgia. You know, Georgia, I think they're having tornadoes, and it's just not a good thing, this hurricane ain't. It's just a bad thing. But you know, it's all in reference to the Bible. If you read the Bible and you begin to study the Word, it'll talk about the roaring seas.
Yes.
Amen. And Luke, just go into Luke there on chapter 20, and you'll start reading about the end of time. Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, folks, we need to get ready. Amen. That's what's important, is to know that I'm ready, Brother Gary.
Amen.
I need to know that I'm ready. Amen. But I know that I know. Amen. Why? Because I have been persuaded. Amen. The Lord has spoken to me. Amen. God has spoken to my heart. Amen. And that's the day that I went down and repented of my sins and got down on my knees and got to know Jesus. Amen. From that day forth, I'm a different person. Amen.
All right.
I don't care much about the world or the things of the world. Amen. Because the Bible told me, it said, come out from among the world and be a separate person. It said, be a peculiar person. Amen.
Yes, yes.
I want people to see something different in me. Amen. I want people to see Christ in me. Amen.
Amen.
That's why I serve God, is because I know Jesus is my personal Savior. Now, if I didn't know Him, brother, I might be out here wandering in the streets somewhere trying to find the Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. It just amazes me how that when people get sick and they begin to get down, that's when they call upon the Lord.
Yeah.
But what happened before then? Amen. What was yet before then? Amen. That's the only thing that I regret, is that I wasn't serving God when I was younger. I started serving the Lord when I was 20 years old. And, you know, I've never been the same, sister. I've just never been the same. Words can't describe what took place with me. Amen. I want you to feel what I feel. Amen. I want you to know what I know. Amen. Well, how can I do that? You need to find it in the Word. That's where I found it, was in the Word. And I found it in prayer. Amen. I begin to pray and I begin to seek the face of Jesus. Amen. I'll tell you, if you lay all things aside and center your mind upon God, I'll tell you, God can richly bless you. God can pour you out a spirit upon your body that you will never forget about. You'll be able to be happy and smile. Amen. I remember when I got saved, Brother Gary, that when I got saved, I become a different person. Amen. I didn't want to hear my rock and roll music. I didn't want to party no more, church. I wanted to be different. Amen.
Come on.
And why? Because I know Jesus. Amen. And that's what's important to me today, is that I know Him, Brother Tom. It's important to me today that I serve Him. It's important to me today that you serve Him. I would love to see every one of you here filled with the Holy Ghost power of God, that it would overshadow and take over your body.
Oh,
and that you
hallelujah.
What I feel, amen. What are you talking about? I'm telling you, people would begin to move, and the Spirit of God would move inside of them, and they'd begin to prophesy and speak. speaking tongues. What are you talking about? The Holy Ghost, amen, that lives inside of us, that God has for us. But how do we get it? We got to draw nigh to Him, Brother Gary. We got to lay some things aside, church, to get close to God, amen. Praise God. I'll tell you what, I haven't even got into the message yet or touched the message yet, but I'll tell you, the preacher has came. Amen. Amen. The preacher is here. I feel His anointing all over me right now. God is speaking Hallelujah. To us today, and I want to speak to you here in the book of Matthew in chapter 7 and verse 24. I'll give you a minute to get there, Matthew, chapter 7 and verse 24. And I pray today that you listen to what the Word of God says to you today. If it offends you, you got to take it up with the Lord, because I don't put it there. God puts it there, amen. But He puts it there for me and you. I speak to you in love today, church. I love you, dearest, from the heart, brother and sister. I love you today. Hear me, I love you. I don't want to offend you in no way. I'm going to give you what the Word of God says, amen. Amen. And when I do that, I'm not in the wrong, Brother Gary. But I'm in the right if I speak the Word today. And I'm going to speak the Word to you today. We talk about storms and things are taking place around us today. That we need to be prepared, church, for what's about to take course and what's already taking course. Amen. I believe we're living in the last days today. I believe people's not taking Jesus serious like they should. I believe they're not seeing the things that God is wanting them to see today. God is wanting us to see that His coming is coming quickly. He's coming for sure. Why do you say? Because the Word of God has been fulfilled to us. We need to listen to what the Spirit of truth speaks to us. The Bible says, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit speak to him. Amen. Speak to the church today.
All right.
And I come to deliver the Word, the good Word to you today and the good news to you today. I want you to be prepared when trouble comes your way. I want you to be prepared. I want you to be ready to be able to answer if somebody has a question for you. I'll tell you, when you're filled with the Spirit of God, you'll have an answer for them. You'll be able to deal with the things of this world. That's why I want everybody to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Why? Because it will lead you and guide you to all truth. It's what the Word of God said. He said, I'll send you another comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, would teach you and bring you remembrance of all things. When it says remembrance of all things, it's remembrance of the Word. Amen. It'll bring it back to your remembrance. You'll remember when you read it there in the Word. Or you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that, and you should go help your neighbor. The Bible says to love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. We need to love our neighbors. We need to look out for our neighbors. Well, who is your neighbor today? It's anybody that you know. Amen.
Amen.
It don't have to be your neighbor next door.
Sure.
It can be your neighbor in Florida.
Amen.
It can be your neighbor in Georgia or Kentucky or wherever. That's your neighbor. Amen.
Right.
If you come in contact with them, you need to help them. Why? Because God helps you. God is a God of love, and He wants us to love people today. And I'm just glad today, brother, that He filled me and He sanctified me. Brother Gary, when I got it down on my knees, when I was slain in the Spirit of God, I'm telling you, church, there's nothing no better feeling than to speak to the Lord, to be slain in the Spirit of God. If you ever experience it, you'll never get over it. I've never been the same since I got down on my knees and experienced the power of God. Oh, glory to God. He's good to us.
Yeah, He is. Amen. Amen.
The Word of God says here, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rains descended and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it says it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock.
Amen.
Folks, do you know today who the rock is? Do you know today who the rock is?
Right.
The rock is Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon sand. And the rains descended and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Think about that just a minute right there. We need a good foundation. We as Christian people, we can look at this in a different perspective. Each one of us has got a foundation.
Yes.
We're founding our belief on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And that is important to us today, that we have a good foundation. That we have a foundation, brother and sister, that when a storm comes, you're going to be ready. Amen. And I'm not just talking about the rain and the thunder. I'm talking about people that comes to you wanting to tear you down. Wanting to tear your house down. They're working on your foundation.
Come on.
You hear me?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about today. The Christian people. If you've got a good solid foundation. If you've read the Word of God. If you've prayed every day. And you begin to pray the prayer to God to help you each and every day. Church, that's what makes your foundation strong. That's why we need a good foundation, Brother Gary, that we can fight the wiles of the very devil as he throws his darts at us, as these people come upon us. We need a good foundation. And now if you ain't got this good foundation, the Word of God said it's going to fall, and great was the fall of it.
I see many people
go into the church of God, and they come in here to get religion, and they walk right out the door and walk right back out into sin. They didn't have a foundation. They didn't have any Jesus in them. When you got Jesus in you, you've got a foundation. You've got something to hold you in place.
Amen.
Your house has a foundation.
Yes.
If that foundation gives, that house goes down.
The
same way with your salvation. If you let the people of this world tear your foundation down, convince you that living in sin is good, that's trouble headed
Come
your
on,
way.
Amen.
You're not prepared to meet
amen.
The Lord. I tell you, it's a time and a day and an hour, church, that we need to be ready to meet Jesus, because He's coming back. He's coming back. Amen. We better prepare ourselves. Oh, glory to God. I tell you, church,
glory.
It's a wonderful thing to serve the Lord. People ought to be happy that they know Jesus. They ought to be out of shouting and praising God because they've been born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost power of God. Something that will lead you and guide you in the right path. I'm telling you that today, church, because there's many times when I was out in the world in sin that I thought that it was right to do what I did. But I'm glad that God spoke to me.
Yes.
Well, how did He speak to you? He went to rattle that foundation a little
Come
bit.
On,
amen.
Yes.
When I wrecked them cars and told them out, He went to rattle that foundation a little bit, Brother
amen.
Tom. When I seen my life flash before my eyes two or three times,
That's
He went to shaking
clear.
That foundation a little bit.
Yeah.
Church, I tell you, He's shaking foundations today.
Amen.
If you don't think He's shaking foundations.
Come on.
Take a look at Georgia and Florida. He's
Come
shaking
on.
The foundations because He wants people's attention. He wants to show people that He's got the power and dominion over all things. Amen.
Yeah.
There is nothing in this world that our God is not in control
Amen.
Of. He's in control of everything. He's in control of my life. I'm glad that He's in control of this church today. I'm glad that you have a desire to come to church today, to the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, He wants to be glorified because He has the power. When people receive a healing, it's that God be glorified. Amen. If you receive a healing, it's because God wants to be glorified. And God is trying to get people's attention.
Amen. Yes.
But you know what? People just don't listen. They don't take heed to the
Word.
I'll tell you, I've witnessed the people in my family and told them about Jesus and told them how they need to get in church. And I keep praying and praying. And Brother Tom, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up on that. I'm going to continue to pray.
Amen.
I'm going to continue to
Amen.
Make this foundation stronger. Now, how do you get it stronger? It's coming to
Persevere,
church
brother.
And hearing the Word of God, hearing the preacher, praying for the preacher, and stand up and testify.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, I can't testify. I'm real quiet. I can't say too many things. Let me tell you, you can go tell your neighbor. You can go tell your friend about Jesus. Amen. You can testify. Amen. What God has done for you. If God has healed your body, you got a testimony. If God has saved you today, you got a testimony. I've been in churches before where they didn't have anything to say about the Lord, but I'm here to tell you today, my God is real. My God is good. And my God's in control of all things. And without Him, it's the Word of God said, there would be nothing on this earth that God didn't put on here. He said, I have the keys to heaven and hell, life and death. I have it. I've got all the power and dominion over everything. If God could speak to that hurricane and say, peace be still. And calm down and go right back out to the ocean of where it come from. We're serving a God today that's got power and dominion over everything. And we need to put our trust and our faith in Him and let Him build our foundation up. And let Him put something around us to protect us.
Right,
He put a hedge around Job, didn't He?
Yes.
Amen. Everything come down on Job. Job lost everything he had. His wife spoke against him, brother. Yeah. But I tell you what, he stood fast and he stood firm for Jesus. Why? Because he had a good foundation. When he went to get Jesus, he got a hold of Jesus. Amen. He know what he got a hold of, church. I tell you today, when you got a hold of the Lord, you know you got a hold of something. Well, why do you say that? Because tears started flowing from your cheeks. And you started feeling this warm feeling inside of you. I tell you, it came over you and you begin to talk different. You begin to walk different. You say, I'm not the person that I used to be. I've been changed because the Spirit of God is inside of me. I've been changed because I'm drinking from a different fountain. I'm eating from a different table, sister. I'm not eating from the old table of sin that I used to come. But I'm eating from the Master's table. I mean that good manna, that good bread from heaven, praise God. Amen. And being filled with the Spirit of God. We need it today, church. You need to let that light kindle up inside of you and make you a better person. Amen. It'll make you a better person.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, what are you talking about? Oh, there's word to go that. The Word of God
said,
the Bible's like a two-edged sword. It said it'll cut through you. It'll just cut you. You hear me? As you read the Word of God, it said it'll cut you like a two-edged sword.
Yes.
It's in there. I didn't put it down, but I'll tell you what. I believe that. Uh-huh. I believe when you're filled with the Spirit of God, the Lord will start dealing with you
about
things that you do.
Yes,
he may send you to somebody's house at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you wonder what you're doing there. But it don't matter if God told you to do it, honey. You better go do it. You better follow the Spirit of God. Why? Because you can grow in faith. When you follow the Spirit of God, when you do what the Lord says, God will bless you.
Thanks
my Father, He's got many blessings. He's got all the money in the world. Glory to God.
Yes.
I don't have to worry about nothing, Brother Tom, because He's my provider today. He's my sole provider today. I believe if I was sick in body, I could call upon His name, and He'll come on the scene. Why? Because I serve Him.
Yes.
I preach His Word, and I tell people about Jesus, amen. And they see it in me. And they say something different about me.
Hallelujah. Yes.
I work with a bunch of people.
Let
they talk a bunch
see
of nonsense sometimes.
Glorify
they talk
God.
About all this trash and garbage stuff. And brother, I just sit there and just shake my head.
I sit
right across from another preacher, and he sits there and shakes his head too.
Dexter's
he don't know what to think about it. Why? Because we're men of God. We don't act like they act. We don't get in their little clique. Why? Because I got changed, brother.
Hallelujah.
And when I got filled with the Holy Ghost, I got changed.
Yes.
I'm not the same person I used
Changes,
to be.
Lord.
Oh, I
Changes.
Don't walk down the same road I used to walk down, Brother Gary. I used to walk down a rough road, and I'm not proud of my old past. I'm not proud of it at all. But I tell you one thing for sure. I'm glad that Jesus spoke to me at 3 o'clock in the morning and said, Gary, you need to be saved. You need to serve me and quit doing the things you're doing. I've got more for you. He's got more for you today, church. I tell you what, you can go down here and have fun for a little while. And that's gone. That's gone. But I tell you what, you come into the house of God and you get in that pew and you begin to pray. You begin to pray when that singing starts. You begin to pray when that preacher preaches. And I'll tell you,
right,
God will begin to see your obedience. Listen to me. When He sees that obedience that you're doing, God's going to bless you. You hear me? God wants to help you. God wants to bless you. There'll be a warm feeling that come across you, sister. The Spirit of God will come across you. And I'll tell you what. You'll begin to feel something that alcohol couldn't give you. You'll feel something that drugs couldn't give you. And it'll last you, brother. You'll go down the road and God will speak to you again. And you'll feel it again. You hear me? God will just keep blessing you and blessing you.
Amen.
Yes.
Why? Because the Word said, draw nigh to God and He'll draw nigh to you.
Amen.
But that's where we all fall short. Even me, church, I fall short of that. I fall short to pray. But you know, I try to do a better job.
Come on. I pray
every day. I pray when I eat. I pray and pray and ask God for His safety and He takes care of me. But I could do more.
Yes,
we can all do more.
Amen. We can.
You want to see this church full? I tell you what. Every one of you begin to pray. Oh, every one of you, when you leave here today, begin to pray for the church of Jesus Christ. Lord, send laborers in there. Lord, send saints in there. Lord, send people our way. Send children to this church. And God can fill this church. Why? Because He has the power, sister. He has the power to talk to people that mean you can't. He has the power to deal with people, Brother Jesse, that mean you can't deal with. We've talked to them and we've talked to them. But God has got all the power. I have prayed for your son back there. I've prayed a mini prayer for you, buddy. I have cried my heart out to Jesus. And here you sit today because the power of God, amen. Because I prayed and I trusted that God would bring you here, brother, and you're sitting in the pew today because the power of the anointing of God, He spoke to your heart and said you need to go to church.
Yes.
The church can help you.
Well,
the church will benefit you.
Yes.
Folks, I'm telling you, I've been down in the dumps before.
My God.
I didn't have groceries to put on my table. I didn't have money to pay my mortgage payment at one time. And the church paid my mortgage. The church give me food. That's God. That's our Father. Amen.
Working
people call me
people
on the phone.
Yes.
Come over here. I got a little money for you. God led me to give it to you. That's the God we serve today, church. A God that cares about you. A God that loves you today. A God that will reach His hand down when you're in the lowest dumps and you're down in the valley. Our God will help you. Our God will provide for you because He's the great provider. There's people in this world, they think because they got a lot of money, they got it made. But I got news for them. They wouldn't have no money if they didn't have health. If God didn't give them health, they couldn't make it to Word. But I have health, I can make it to Word. Because I make it to Word, I got money to buy my food. Amen. But it's all because of my Father in heaven.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
If I don't serve Him, I'm convinced I won't have anything.
Amen.
Sisters, I believe I'll be like the prodigal son. Amen.
Yes.
I'd go after a dream, and that dream would fall out, and I'd lose everything I had.
That's
I'm glad that God filled me with His Spirit, sister. I'm glad that He put the Holy Ghost in here, and that I have a desire to go to God's house. I have a desire to love people. When you got the Holy Ghost, you got love in your heart. You want to help somebody. You don't want to down nobody, but you want to pick somebody up. That's how God is. That's what love is. That's what serving the Lord is. That's what being filled with the Spirit is. And that's what we need today. We need more of it, church. I'm trying to reach out to you because this is the message that God wants you to hear today. Is we need to build up our foundation. We need to seek God more. We need to read the Word more. We need to pray more. We need to get down on our knees or call somebody on the phone that you know that needs help. You need to call them and talk to them and be that love. Let that Spirit start flowing out of you. Let it come out of there and let people see it.
Amen. Amen.
That's what it's all about, brother and sister. Amen. That's what it's all about. God loves you. I love you. Amen. We all got to strive to be better. We all got to strive to do better. It's not that I'm better than you because I'm a preacher, because I'm not. In the eyes of God, we're all the same,
yes,
brother.
Right.
There ain't no difference in the eyes of the Lord.
Yes.
We're all the same. What's God looking for out of us? He's looking for us to praise Him. He's looking for us to glorify Him. He's looking for us to serve Him. That's what the Lord's looking for.
Amen.
Oh, it would make Jesus happy. Sister Jeanette, if you was down at the gas station, and you saw somebody in a car pull up and you got out and you told them about Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, it would make him happy. Amen.
Amen.
If you seen somebody down and out and God spoke to you and said, give that person a $20 bill. Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
And then get to go over and witness to them.
That's right. Amen.
It happens, folks.
Yes.
I tell you, it happens.
Yes.
My brother does not go to church. He does not serve God right now. And he was over in Walmart over here on 411. And there's a guy walked up to him and give him a $20 bill. Give him a $20 bill.
Yeah.
And my brother said, why are you doing that for me? For? And he said, I want to help you, sir. I want to invite you to my church. I want to invite you to worship the Lord. Amen.
Right.
That he was giving out of his heart. And my brother just couldn't understand it. But I told him, I said, brother, it's the Spirit of God speaking to
Amen.
You. And because I prayed for you, God's sending people your way.
Yes.
That's the God we serve, church.
Yes.
Listen to me.
Prayers.
That's the God
yes.
we serve. He's going to send somebody's way. Amen. He may use money. He may just use love. He might use a helping hand. But my God is great. Oh, He is so great and worthy to praise today. I tell you, I'm glad that He's in control of our life. We wouldn't be here today if God hadn't spoke to you and said, you need to go to the house of God. There's something good going to happen, our sister. Something good is going to take place while you're here. Praise the Lord, everybody. Ain't you glad that you made it here today?
Amen.
Ain't you glad that
Praise
you came
God.
Out and to hear the Word of God
yes.
and to find out about your foundation?
Yes.
How you need
Amen.
To make it better of what you can do to better yourself. It's all about making you better than yourself and helping somebody out. Amen. Help somebody along the way. You know, back when I first started going to church, if you wasn't at church, somebody's picking up the phone and calling about you.
Right.
Where's Brother Gary at? Why ain't he at church? Reckon he's sick? Reckon he needs help? That's what I used to hear. But I don't hear it no more, church. People don't care about people no more. All they care about is their self and their self-centered people. But I tell you what, God's people is people of love. Amen. God's people want to help somebody. You hear me? You're not just my friend. You all's my family.
Yes.
You're my family, Sister
Amen.
Jeanette. I know that I could call you, or Brother Gary, I could call you and say, hey, brother, I need some help. I know you'd come there. Why? Because you serve the Lord. That's what makes you do it. Amen.
Amen.
That's what makes you the person you are. Amen. I sing and preach because God helps me. I couldn't do it without the Lord. My daughter's a good singer because the Lord has blessed her.
Amen.
Jesus is first. Amen. And everything else comes after that.
Amen.
Amen. Why do you say that? That's because the Word says it. The Bible says that you're supposed to love the Lord with all thy heart, soul, and mind, and body. You're supposed to love Him more than anybody, more than your soulmate, your wife, your kids. I love Jesus more than anybody in this world, anybody. I love Him more. Amen. Why? Because He died and bled for me and you. Amen. That we could have salvation. That we could have a promise of tomorrow. Amen. But I'm telling you here today, God has got all the power. And we need to put our trust and faith in the Lord. Amen. Do you all remember the story about how they was out to sea and the sea, the waves come raging and they was out there in the boat and the disciples, they woke Jesus up. They woke Him up because they were scared. They
said, not
that we were going to perish. We're going to perish. We're going to be gone. And Jesus spoke to him and said, ye have little faith.
Yeah.
Ye have little faith. Folks, that's where we're at today in America. There's nobody got much faith anymore.
That's true.
Why? Because they're not in church.
True.
If they were sitting in here,
not building
they'd have
up
some
their
faith.
Most holy faith.
You hear me? They'd begin to pray. They'd say, yeah, I know God can do it. Amen. I know my Father can do it. But you know what? Jesus spoke to that sea and He said, peace be still. Amen. Peace be still. And it said the oceans calmed. Amen. Because when He speaks, I wanted my daughter to sing that song today, but we didn't have it with us. It's "We Got the Power." Yeah. We got the power in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, we can overcome anything, church, yes, in the name of Jesus. I know, I see people having trouble in their life. I see their families falling apart. But you ask them, they probably quit serving God. They just got out of church, and then things start happening to them. And you tell them, you know, hey, you need to go back to the house of God, yeah, and let the Lord take care of your problems. Let the Lord take care of your finances. Why? Because the Lord wants us to do it.
Yeah.
He said, "Come to me, all you heavy laden and burdened." He said, "What? I will give you rest."
Amen.
He also said, "I will lift you up." Amen. He will lift us up when we're down in the valley and we're down in the dumps. God will lift us up. But you know what? We got to serve Him. We got to serve Him because He wants us to praise Him. He wants us to glorify Him. The Lord wants people to see His works. I'm convinced of that. He wants people to see Him heal people. He wants the lost to see that. You hear me? He wants the lost people to see Him heal people. Because He wants to be glorified. And I believe that with all my heart. God wants us to praise Him. He wants us to glorify Him. Amen. But I pray here today that every one of you be filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. If you ain't, then I pray you are. If you are, I pray that fire get kindled up inside
of
you.
Amen.
Amen. Right, that song, the flame has flickered, but it's never went out, Brother Tom. The flame has never went out inside
Hallelujah.
Me. Amen. I'm glad today
flickered,
that I still have
still
that flame,
on fire.
Sister Anita. It's burning inside of me, and I have to tell people about it. Sometimes I come in here, and I sit still, and I don't say nothing, but I'm obeying the Spirit of God. Amen.
Come on.
There's times that the Lord wants me to listen to Brother Tom. He wants me to hear what Brother Tom's got to say. But then there's other times that the Lord wants Brother Tom to listen to what I've got to say.
That's right.
Amen. Or what you've got to say.
Amen.
You know, it's all about testimony. You know, if a church can come together and begin to praise God and come in the door and say, tell what God's done for
That's
you.
Right. Amen.
You want to get strong in the Lord, you stand up and you testify. You say, God has been good to me this week. God has fixed my car.
Drinking from the fountain today.
God has provided my money. You stand up and you testify that, and I tell you what, God will come on you. I promise you. He'll come on you and He'll bless you. He'll pour you out a blessing. Why? Because you're glorifying. Oh, glory to God. I feel His presence. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, I know you want to be glorified today, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Father. We glorify you. We praise you today, Father. We love you today, Father. We feel your presence right now.
Oh, hallelujah.
Speaking your word, Lord. Oh, glory to God. We feel your presence right now, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We praise you today, Father. Father, we pray today that everybody in the service be filled with your Spirit today. Oh, Father, we want them to feel what we feel right now, Father. We want them to feel what we feel right now, Father. And we praise you today, Father. Glory to God. We praise you today, Father. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Did you feel His presence?
Oh, yes.
Did you feel His presence? Oh, I felt Him. I felt Him, church. I'm telling you, He's good to us. God is so good to me. Honey, won't you come up and do that song? And we'll have an altar call here. God has been so good to me. He is so good
Amen.
To me. Is He good to you? Let us
she's
stand.
Good.
Let us stand.
Yes.
I just want you to stand, and she's going to sing this song. And just give Him some praise today. You know, the devil
Hallelujah.
Wants to steal your joy. He wants to take everything you've got out of you. He wants you to leave here sad. But I'm glad that God is a God of love and He wants to bless you today. He wants you to leave here saying, it's been good to be in the house of the Lord.
Yes, amen.
I've had a good time in the house of the Lord. Restore the joy. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Sing with
Hallelujah.
Me.
Hallelujah.
If you got a need, come up here and let me pray with you today. I'd love to pray with you. Oh, glory to God. Yes, Jesus, touch Him.
Bear with me, I don't have my songbook, so.
D.
Oh, I know that.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for mom and dad.
Yes, Jesus.
Been good to us, church.
You pull out every time.
Lord, touch the church today. God, touch the church today.
He has been so good to me.
Lord Jesus. Yes, pour out.
Oh, hallelujah!